Praise the Lord. So stand. Let's go before him in prayer. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, we cherish another opportunity, Lord, together. Lord, we're just so thankful, Lord, for your precious peace and your joy, Lord, that you give us each and every day. Lord, as we gather here this evening, Lord, we gather for one purpose, Lord, and that's you. Lord, we ask you to deliver your word to us, Lord, as you do so freely over the years. We appreciate it, Lord, with all our hearts. Lord, let us give it all back to you this night, Lord, for everything you've done for us. Bless this service now. We'll give you all the glory and the praise and honor it's due unto you. In your precious name, Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. You may be seated. I'd like to turn to page 154 and you only believe. Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst of the mind, yea, all need, I find in thee. Amen. So true. 171. Same book. Far away in the my spirit tonight rolls a melody sweeter than song. In wonderful peace. thankful for his peace and his grace. Amen. Sing a little chorus. I never knew love till I met Jesus. Amen. I never knew love till I met Jesus. I never knew love till I met him. I never for the meeting of happiness, I never knew love till I met him. Amen. Hallelujah. I never knew love. Take up the offering.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, truly we are so thankful once more for this opportunity, Lord. Are so thankful, Lord, to feel your holy, precious presence with us, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for meeting us here, Lord Jesus. We're so grateful, Lord, that you're mindful of us, Lord. We just thank you for this opportunity. Never want to take one time for granted. Lord, we just ask that your will be done in the remainder of the service. Lord, may we be open to receive what you have for us this night, Lord. May it find that good ground in our hearts. Lord, as we come to this portion once more, we ask that you'll bless this offering, Lord. Let it be used for the upbuilding of thy kingdom. So we commit all things into your hands. We ask in your precious holy name, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. I never knew love. need on your heart, both raising your hand this night. Got a little request here. Sister Rickard's son, Keith, he has a collapsed lung and will need surgery. They think it may be infection in it. Just keep him in prayer. Amen. God's more than willing to help anyone. His little elect, amen, has a need. Just keep him in your prayers, and in each and every one, know somebody that might need something or might need God. He's more than willing, amen, to meet your needs. And we just keep him in your prayers, and we ask Brother Tim to take the request tonight, if you would.
Precious Lord, we just so thankful, Lord, for
amen.
Lord, humbly we come tonight, Lord, just asking you to look down into each and every heart. And Lord, you saw the hand that was raised signifying a need.
Yes.
Lord, you know what's behind it. And Lord, we just ask you to meet those needs according to your will. And Lord, a request here for Sister Eloise's son, Lord, we can truly see a mother's love, Lord, and how deep it runs and how it never grows old. And Lord, we just ask that some way you would move on his behalf. Lord, may it be to your glory and bring
amen.
Praise to you. Lord, when we pray that, Lord, however it can be, Lord, that you could use it to wooing to you, Lord, in a special way. While there's still time, Lord, and you're still
yes.
calling, Lord, we're looking for that last little one, Lord, that you're searching for. Lord, that we just humbly ask that you would use us in a special way, Lord, that we would get ourselves out of the way and yield to you, Lord, that you could come in even this evening. And Lord, as you begin to bring forth your word, Lord, may our hearts be open, drawing and pulling on you, Lord.
Yes.
That you would feed us and give us revelation, Lord, of the word that we will hear. That, Lord, it'll bring about a true reality in our hearts and in our lives, Lord, that would show forth to this nation. Lord, we just humbly ask it for your glory and for your honor. And we'll never fail to give you all the praise for it. Bless our brother as he brings the word, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, just have your way in the remainder of this service, we ask. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask these things. Amen.
Amen. We'll ask our pastor to go ahead and come at this time, and we'll sing that little chorus. Fill my cup, Lord. Is that why we came tonight?
Amen.
Amen. Fill my cup, Lord. Hallelujah. I lift it up.
Again for a moment of prayer. Precious Heavenly Father, again we appreciate this wonderful opportunity to be here this evening and to be gathered around your precious word. Oh God, it never becomes old. It never comes to the point, Lord, that we are tired of hearing it. But Lord, it's always a great anticipation in our heart. Lord, what's the next step? What do you want us to do, Lord? What is your desire for us? And And then, Lord, pray for a greater revelation of it, oh God, to set our feet on something more solid than we was yesterday. So we pray that you'll bless us, Lord, and again open our hearts to it and just let it be poured down on the inside. That again, that Father, it would please you, that our lives would be centered upon doing the will of God, and that you'd have your preeminence in our lives. We thank you now for everything, and we commit ourselves unto you, that thy will would be done. In your glorious name we ask, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. While you're still standing, let's just read it one more time. I don't mean to sound repetitious, but I just trust it'll burn in your heart. Amen. On 1 John 3. And we'll read just for this evening, 21st, 22nd verse. What are you trying to do, Brother Steve? Brainwash us? Yeah. Yep, brainwash you. Get rid of everything out of there that ain't Christ. Clean it out. Amen. All righty. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things which are pleasing in his sight. Now again, may the Lord Jesus bless the reading of his word, and you may be seated. Amen. Just wanted to keep it fresh in your heart. Amen. And we want to go on with this just a little bit further this evening. I'll try not to hold you too long tonight, but just in further you to think more upon this and to meditate on it and pray about it. Search it yourself. Make sure that your life as an individual is mounting up to what he has spoken through his prophet in this day. And this is in the message I've heard, but now I see. It was November 27, 1965. And we read a little bit of it this morning, but we'll read further on with it. Just go to 70th verse first. So Job, checking himself with the genuine faith that God had given to him, that he was just. Okay, now Job had this understanding that it was just. And he'd done everything God told him to do. You see? That he had done everything God required him to do. Now, when we're going to be prayed for our sickness, I wonder if we have done everything that God requires us to do. Or if we just go before the Lord ourselves in prayer. Not going in the prayer line. But just needing something with God, from him. Maybe we're sick. Maybe we have something in our body. Maybe we have some other kind of need. But do we know for sure? That's where I was closing out this morning. Do we know for sure we've done everything exactly and kept every iota of scripture, the prophet said? That's a lot of word. It's a lot of word. He said, well, how could I do that? Again, saints, this all is to those that are born again. Predestinated. The election of God. Nothing else will fit in. Now, there'll be personations come along. There'll be anointings, a true anointing come upon people in different times, and they're not even true seed. But we're talking about where perfect faith hits every time. Every time. Did not it hit every time for our Lord Jesus Christ? And if that same, the prophet said, if that same spirit is in you, that was in Christ, will it not hit every time? Every time. It don't miss. You see, it hits every time. But we're so used to it, seeing it once in a while, it hit, it missed, hit and a miss, or miss. But perfect faith will hit every time, you see. He says, I wonder if we have done everything that God requires us to do. Have we followed every iota of the scripture? Have we given him our hearts and lives to service? What's the reason you want to be healed? He said, that's the reason you can't get faith enough, maybe. We got the wrong reason. We kind of touched on that last week. He says, see, because you haven't maybe made this thing to God sincerely from your heart. like Hezekiah did. Give God a reason. See, he wanted to set his kingdom in order. And God sent his prophet back and told him that he'd be healed. Yeah. Because Hezekiah had the right motive, the right objective, and why he wanted to be healed to live longer. Okay? But you have to have those things made right first. How many times has the prophet hit on that? And I've renewed your mind back to it. Everything has to be made right first. You have to know everything's clean before God. And it's not clean, friends, when we're not overcoming. As I explained last week, see, because when we're not overcoming and we know we're doing those things that we do constantly over and over and over again, we know today if we've done something wrong and we just keep doing that same thing wrong and we've had to ask God to forgive us today, we know whether we're overcoming it or not. Or we know tomorrow it's going to happen again. I'm going to have to ask God to forgive me again. We know that. We're not illiterate. We're not people that has no thinking facility at all. We know when we haven't overcome something. It take like a sister. If she cannot keep from spouting off to her husband, she knows if she asks her husband today, "I'm sorry, honey, I did that. I shouldn't have ever done that." And she just maybe just asked him 2-3 days ago. She knows in her heart that is not stopped. It's not overcome. And tomorrow she may do it again. Because the desire hasn't changed. If the desire had changed, she knows now, "I don't want nothing to do with that." And now it makes it a whole lot different situation not to do it no more. You see? And that's the problem. So many times when we're bringing things like this, people hasn't got the desire to quit doing things. So they keep themselves in that state of condemnation. Again, go back to Romans 8. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Okay? In Christ Jesus. They have a new birth. Because, see, there's where the overcoming power comes in. And then you know the difference of maybe being trapped into something and you failed and you made a mistake. And you have an intellectual facility still working. You know if it's something you're going to keep doing constantly. You know that. There's not a doubt in your mind. Even though you would ask forgiveness today, you know the desire is there that you don't really care. But yet you intellectually know, "I shouldn't do that. I shouldn't do that." But there's nothing to hold you on the inside. That's what I say. Now, this all goes back to those that's born again. It is not to those that does not have the new birth. The starting point is the new birth. Okay? Then these things work in you. If you're predestinated, if you receive the new birth, and you see that overcoming power in your life, then even this, if you do make a mistake, if you are trapped into something, something catches you off guard, you know you didn't want to do that in the first place. It's a whole lot different situation. And it's a different situation because instead of it being, yeah, you know, it happened the next day and it will probably happen next week, there's something about when you do get trapped, you just can't stand it. You hate it. You hate that you've done that thing. You can't stand that you got trapped in that. It just tears the heart out of you that you'd be that ignorant or stupid to fall into it again. You can't stand it. And you want nothing to do with it. That's a whole different way of living than when the desire hasn't changed and you're just trying your best and you've went maybe as far as just sanctification and you're just trying to live a better life. Just trying to live a better life. But that ain't going to get it. But now the ones I'm talking to, this is ones also now that's going to get you in a rapture. If you will listen, if the Word of God can conform you to His image, remember, we're to be conformed, transformed by the renewing of our mind, and we're to be conformed to the image of His Son. You see? So if we listen to the Word of God, again, the Scripture doesn't fail. As you receive the Word, you become the Word. So as we, the word is coming forth and we hear it, then it's changing our lives and we're becoming those overcomers. We stop this, we stop that. We might find it was a little short over here and something about it, it stops. This stops, that stops, or this starts to glorify God and this starts to his obedience, whatever it may be, you see. So there's, it's something that happens and it's a reality to reach this place that he's talking about, you see. Now he's going to use Job here, as I said, he's using Job for an example here. And he says, but you have to have those things made right first. So then, as soon as you get these places and know that it's been revealed to you by the Word of God, he says, by revelation, by the Word, that God requires you to do. Now, God's requiring us to do this and fulfill it. That's what I'm bringing tonight. He's requiring every one of us to do. Not just the pastors, he said this morning, deacons, trustees. No, every one of us as individuals is required to do. You young people, you middle age, you old. You see, every one of us as individuals before God. Okay? All right? And he said, Abraham, now he talks about Abraham a little bit. He said, you're old, your strength is gone, your arms are withered up, your manhood's gone. He says, but I'm your mother. He said, just take a hold of my promise and be satisfied while you're waiting. Be rested. He's talking about the breasted one and so forth. Now that's the way every believer, no matter how bad the cancer's got you, uses one of the things that's just really terrible, you know, to know you have. He says, no matter how bad the cancer's got you, or how long it's been setting, or how long you've been sitting in a wheelchair, any of those things, no matter how long you couldn't walk, whatever it may be, don't make a difference what the circumstance is. And you may not be able to walk, but what are you doing to prepare to walk? Are you still doing things that's going to condemn you? Are you looking at things you shouldn't be looking at? Are you listening to things you shouldn't be listening to? What are you doing to prepare for that walk? To get yourself in the right condition to get out of that wheelchair? Or for that cancer to be healed? Or whatever it may be? What are you doing? You see? He said, just if you can grasp that revelation from God. Now, this is something some of us is missing, and I want you to listen. I can tell the way you talk. When your talk is contrary to the word, I know you lack the revelation. Okay? So now listen to what this prophet is saying. I don't care how old you are, how young you are, how middle-aged you are, how smart you are, how long you've been in the message. Your very words tell what your revelation is. Now listen to this, not your carnal ideas, what you had in Pentecost, what you had 10 years ago, somebody told you, what your uncle told you, what your aunt told you, what grandma or grandpa said. You listen to this word, okay? Now, if you want to be the truth, be one that the truth sets you free, then listen, okay? He says, just if you can grasp that revelation from God, then be satisfied, knowing that it's going to happen because faith waits patiently for the promise. So what's he talking about here? It's something that's revealed to you as an individual. Remember, oftentimes I spoke about different things that maybe the Lord revealed to me and he gave to me. Like the night leaning on the fence post and the full moon out. And things in the distance was blurry at that time. Trees in the distance, blurry. 33 years old and just something struck my heart. I was just kind of meditating, talking to the Lord while I was out there. And an inspiration struck my heart at that time. What was it? An inspiration is a revelation. Struck my heart at that time. I said, Lord, thank you for healing my eyes. And it was healed. Now, if that inspiration wouldn't have struck, there wouldn't have been no healing. And that's what people are failing to get. They're thinking in their mind, a preacher told me in the past, just say, by your stripes I'm healed, and that's all I got to say. No, friend. You can say that till Jesus comes and never get healed. You've got to pray to God to reveal to you, inspire you to receive what He says to you as an individual. You see? So that's just to a prophet. No, it's not. It's to you, the laity also. God reveals to you. But so many times people don't have a clue what a revelation is. They've sat so long in a congregation hearing the word and they've never even got a revelation. So they don't even really, to start with, know what a revelation does. They don't know what a revelation is. It's just they think they hear it and they're going to say they believe it. I'm going to accept that. That's for me. Go ahead. You can keep accepting until Jesus comes and he'll do you no good. It takes the Holy Ghost to reveal it to you as an individual. That's what he's going to show us here now. Okay? Now listen. But remember, everything has to be clear. You have to start somewhere. It's on condition. Everything has to be right. The slate has to be clean. And you've got to know it. You see? Okay? As I said, now this may, you may sit there tonight, and especially young people, or younger ones, it may not mean a thing to you. But I'm going to tell you, if the Lord tarries, you're going to need Him because your body is going to fall apart. You may think you're healthy and strong right now, but I'm going to tell you what, you're going to fall to pieces as the day goes by. Yeah. And I'm telling you, it's a wonder any of these young people even is living with all the vaccines they throw into them. My wife picked up a thing at a health thing last night and showed what the vaccines was in 19, was it 6100 or 2? 60-some. And it was 4 vaccines, which I never had them because it was Pentecostal then. We didn't believe in it, so I never got mine. And then it was 1980s. I think it was 20-some or whatever it was. And in 2018... it was up to 72 vaccinations from the time they're 0 to 18 years old. Vaccinations. And they explained what these vaccinations do. You ever see a time when so much autism is going on? And there's some of the vaccines causing this autism. Yeah. Look what we're doing to people, you know? How ignorant can this country be? But it's Satan, and Satan is ignorant. He's dumb, you see? He thinks he's a smart cookie, but that smart cookie's going to burn in hell one of these days. Yeah. But we find here, he says, Job knew that he was right. There's a starting point. You've got to know you're right. He says, when we find out, here in the scriptures, these fellows come to him, his church members, everything, he said, once seemed dear to him and turned against him, though. And tried to accuse him of being a secret sinner because all these things had happened to him. You hear people today say, yeah, I told him, look at him, see? That ain't altogether the truth, you see? How many times do we think today if something happened to somebody, oh, look what they done. They must have done something, you know? No. It ain't always that, friends. He says, that ain't altogether the truth. Sometimes it's God testing his people. In this case, it was God testing Job. The best man there was on earth at that time. Now, he was holding him then because he knew Job was a prophet that had a vision from God. Now, the prophet in this day come along and told us the same vision without, or same faith without a vision will do the same thing. Brother Timothy mentioned the other day. He said that he had exactly done what God told him to do. In the Word of God showing us that? To do everything exactly what he said to do? But it was revealed to Job to do that because there was no scripture written yet. But it was revealed to Job, make sure everything's right. So he's a righteous man. He was just. He kept everything clean. There was no man like him in that day, you see. But the Word of God came and revealed to us today, get it clean, make sure it's right, you see. Then God was duty-bound to keep his promise to him. Oh, he says, all Christians has got to be that. Wow.
when the last struggle of our life comes and death rattles are in our throat, we still must hold steady and remember God said, I'll raise you again up the last day. He says, you've got to hold that and hold that testimony, our place in Christ, our position, what we are, knowing that we have kept every word of his commandments. Wow. What a place to be in. Knowing you're keeping every word of God. My. And he says, blessed are they to do his commandments, that they might have the right to enter in. See, and when we know that no matter what anyone has said, we've kept every commandment that we see in the Bible. Wow. That God told us to do. With reverence and love and respect to the Creator who wrote this Bible. Now think of that. Kept everything. Everything he says. Brother Steve, I got a long ways to go. Is that what you're going to say? I got a lot of word to keep that I ain't been keeping. Well, it's time to start. Because it's required of you to be this. Yes. If you're a bride, if you're your so-called born again, child of God, this has to be you. It has to be me. Yeah. And guess what? If we're this, we're getting into bride material then. Rapturing condition. Now we see this great man, and remember, Job had no Bible to read in his day. No. He only went by inspiration. What do we go by today? We hear the word, but we need to go by what's being revealed from that word. By the inspiration of it. Okay? He was a prophet to whom the word of the Lord comes to. He had only to be inspired because he knowed his position that he was God's prophet. Now, the only thing that had happened was for the inspiration to strike him. Okay? Like I said, that inspiration had to strike. That's when another time was, the inspiration struck. As I'm just using myself as an example. You've got your own examples. As I told you before, one time in service, and the old ones, I would remember the time. I don't know. But one of the girls, actually it was Melissa, cried and cried and cried and disturbing the service. Nothing wrong with her, not cutting teeth or nothing. Just cry and cry and cry and cry. Couldn't stay in the service with her. My wife kept running in and out, running in and out. That time I was deacon. So I said, give her to me. So I took her out. And the inspiration struck at that time. And I knew that it was not pleasing to God for that to happen. And I took her out there by the old sign that used to be out there and cast that devil off of her and went in, and from that time on, there was no problem. Satan trying to disturb. You see? Inspiration struck. The time was it. And it happened. You see? And then he knowed that he said it would happen because it was by inspiration. Okay? That's what the church, if it's in order, set in order, it's got the mechanics ready. Okay, you've heard the word, heard the word, heard the word, and you're hewing to it, hewing to it, hewing to it. Okay? It only needs the dynamics of it. Tonight, if we'll get the mechanics ready, get our hearts right. The things that we can do, like follow every word he says. Follow everywhere. Follow him to baptism. Follow him to every order that he told us to do. Get every mechanic ready and stand there. And then we're ready for the dynamics to light it off. And only God can do that. And that's to drop in your heart the faith that says, I am now healed. Hallelujah. When that happens, you know it's done. You're not, oh, I don't know if I got it, or this, that, and the other, or no, then it's God healed me the other night. Amen. I remember it well. And you might be just as sick looking as could be. But praise God on the inside, you know God did the work.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah. I am now healed. Then don't make any difference what circumstances is. You're healed anyway. Because it's faith. By faith, you're healed. But what's most people do today? They know God's word says, by his stripes I'm healed, and they know healing's supposed to be for them and everything, and then they just keep going around just, I'm healed. Praise God, I'm healed anyway. I'm going to stand on God's word and this, that, and the other, instead of, oh God, give me the revelation. Reveal it to me, Lord. Dip it in my heart. Send the revelation, Lord. Send that inspiration into my heart. Hallelujah. See? Let's go on. He says, and Job was this prophet in his day, and the only thing God had done to Job was always give him wisdom and his word and inspiration. What's God do every time we come here in the word? Excuse me. He gives us inspiration. He gives us his word of wisdom. He gives us his guidance. He sets everything in order. Now it can happen. If we meet the condition. You see? He says, he knew everything. He says, he had done everything he knew to do was right. He says again. But at that time, he couldn't get a word from God. But the devil couldn't move him. Even though he couldn't get a word from God, the devil didn't move him. He knew he was just. He knew everything was right. Though the inspiration hadn't come, he still knew he was right. His slate was clean. You see? Now there you are when you're prayed for. You don't have to run back through the prayer line. Not if inspiration struck. Or go let somebody else pray for you. When you know you've done exactly what God told you to do, then wait for that channel of inspiration. What did he say? Amen. Then wait for that channel of inspiration. Because until that comes, it ain't happening. Nope. That's where people miss the boat, as the old saying is. They got some Pentecostal view, or they got some kind of view that what somebody else told them, they just got to go this way, that way, instead of waiting and praying to God for the inspiration to strike. But again, so many people don't even know what inspiration is. They don't know what a revelation is. They think revelation is just sitting there listening to the word and listening to somebody preach and just saying, I believe it. No. Friends, when revelation strikes you, you know when it strikes you. There's something about it that changes something on the inside and further you to his glory or his honor. And then the overcoming takes place. And you become him. Just like he would do it. You see? But so many people forget about this channel of inspiration. They want to take it their own selfish way, what they think. Yeah. And that's why oftentimes prayer lines can get things mixed up awful bad. If the ministry doesn't understand. See? Okay, let's go on. He said, now there you are. He says, then wait for the channel of inspiration to open up to you. To you. And now you're healed. When it drops in there, I'm going to tell you, friend, you know when it drops in there. There ain't nothing going to stop it. Ain't nothing going to change it. You know it's yours. Now, I wonder if I'd asked you, raise your hand, how many has ever had that experience? Have you had that experience? Ain't very many of you, is there? Tell me you don't need to cry out for revelation. Because I'm going to tell you, you have to have that. You have to. Because I'm telling you, it's real. And this prophet has shown us it's real. And I know it's real. I've seen it happen. You see? Is it just for preachers? No. It's for every one of you that's born again, filled with the Holy Ghost, predestinated. It's for every one of them. You see? I would try to explain. You can't explain it. When inspiration comes. I was trying to think of some kind of a carnal thing that happens that maybe you could understand what I'm talking about or what he's talking about. It's just something you know on the inside, an inner being, that you know that it was God. It was God. Even though your eyes can't see it, your eyes can't see him. You don't hear with an audible voice, but there's something about it that's so real. It's so surreal and genuine and great and tremendous when God reveals to you. Hallelujah. He says, when it drops in here, then it's all over. You don't need no prayer lines, nothing else. It's over. It's been revealed to you. You know, the prophet talked about the stimulation of revelation. Amen. When revelation strikes, there's something about, there's such a jubilee on the inside. Amen. That's for me. But you don't hardly see that anymore. You don't hardly ever see it. No. It's so strange to hear about it anymore. Just like the old prophet that came in the Lord Jesus, when we find out it was revealed to him, the old sage, talking about Simeon, that he would not see death until he seen the Lord's Christ, the child. God revealed to him before he took him that he would see the Christ, the child. And he believed that. And he waited for it. And the people thought he was crazy. The old man had lost his mind. Oftentimes when people receive the inspiration, a revelation of what God is going to do, oftentimes other people think you're nuts, that you're going crazy. You're hearing things in your mind. Yeah. Oh my. But he still believed it, and nothing could shake him from it. And when you receive a revelation, friends, nothing can shake you from it. Nothing. No doctors, no brother, no sister, no mother, dad. Nothing can shake you from it. He knowed God had revealed it to him. For the Bible said it was revealed to him by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Simeon, coming into the temple at that minute, walked over and gave praise to God and said, "Let thy servant depart now in peace." He'd seen the Lord Christ, the child. When he picked up the baby, he said, "My eyes have seen thy salvation." See, he knowed he was going to see it. No matter how many babies he'd visit each day, he knew God had revealed to him that he was going to see Christ before he died. Simeon believed it. Hallelujah. When it's revealed, friends, you can do nothing but believe it. Regardless how impossible it is, you do nothing but believe it. You see? Now when it's revealed to you, oh, I was talking about individuals here. Not just prophets. Not just pastors and deacons, trustees. He's talking to every one of you. When it's revealed to you, that you yourself has received God's promise. The inspiration. I still wish there was some way I could explain it deeper. Those that haven't experienced it. It's something so real. You can't explain it. It's something that happens on the inside. It's so genuine. It's supernatural. because it's God. Anything that's God is supernatural. Do you believe in the supernatural? You'd better, or you're not a believer. Because all that God does is supernatural. You see? You being Christians, he says, it struck you. Are you listening to him? If you don't have it and never seen that, friends, I don't know how you could eat another meal until you get this. Until you've experienced this. How could you? How could you do anything until you experience this? Knowing it has to happen. What do you think the bride's going to go through when that rapture takes place? An inspiration is going to strike, friends. The rapture is a revelation. The inspiration is going to come, and you're going to know you're going to walk right off of this earth. And one of those saints will walk up to you, friends. And you know your body's going to change in a moment and twinkling by, and nothing's going to talk you out of it. Hallelujah. God's getting the people ready for rapture in this little place that's not very well known. Not very many people. And not all the big renowned preachers don't have nothing to do with. But God's getting a little bride ready.
Amen.
In a humble little way. For the, what do you say? The ministry would be so humble, so little. It won't be known all over the world. No. I want to be ready, saints.
Amen.
I know God is here to get a people ready.
Amen.
If we'll listen. But what's more important to you? Going to work tomorrow? Huh? Having something certain way for yourself? What's more important to you? God knows. You know. It struck you. You don't even need a prayer line. Oh, glory. You don't even need a prayer line. No. The only thing you need is an open heart. Then, when all the mechanics are ready and let the inspiration drop in, it's going to happen, friends. Hallelujah. Then nothing can change your mind, he says again. You've got it. He said, and outside of that, it won't do you no good, he says. You can make all your claims, you can quote all the words you want, and you can do this, that, and the other, and go through all kinds of emotions. But until the Holy Ghost sends that inspiration in your heart, bro, Steve, how do I get that? Cry out for revelation more than anything else in this life. And you see you're in a need and your flesh is maybe in this problem or that problem, then, oh God, send the inspiration to me that I know I'm healed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He says here, hell, maybe I'll quit there for tonight. It's been a half hour. We'll quit there for tonight. Amen. Saints, it's all in the Word.
Amen.
If we'll just listen to it and just yield to it. And I say, my prayer is, if you've never felt that inspiration in your heart, may God send every one of you that inspiration in your heart to whatever is needed in your life, that you'll know what it's about. Hallelujah. You'll know what it means. You'll know what it does. You'll know what it can change in your life. You know when it can change circumstances. Yes. Oh my. You know, as I've said before, there's been little times that I've just mentioned. I'm just using these for examples to try to help you. But there's been just times in your life you might have just been meditating and say, Lord, it'd sure be nice if you could do this. Or it'd be nice if this could be taken care of. And there's something about it when you're speaking it. It's just, Lord, for some reason I just feel you're going to do this. This is going to happen. You just feel such a confidence in your heart, such an assurance. You know, sitting there saying, now how can I work this out? How can I figure this out? And it's like the time when Mr. Dennis over here, the property over here, It wasn't, Lord, how could I work this out? I'm going to try to do this. I'm going to go to him, and I'm going to talk to him. No, I just said, Lord, it sure be nice if we could work it out to get this piece of property so if anything ever happened to him, we wouldn't have to worry about losing our parking spot there. And just something on the inside, I just felt so good about it. Inspiration was just, oh my, you know. And the next night, the work crew out here to church. He walks up here and said, I'd like to have this, give this piece of property to you because if something happens to me, she'll never let you park there.
Amen.
Inspiration. Mm-hmm. The right time. I mean, so I didn't go talk to him, but the Holy Ghost talked to his heart. Yeah. I didn't have to say a word. God took care of it all. Yeah. No problem. Yeah. Because God knew too. And if the Lord turns, we may see that opportunity. Him gone. His daughter comes in, takes the place, either sells it or does whatever, and would have not let us park here. And he said the type of woman she is, she would not let us park here. He knew that. Wrong type of person. She must have it out for Christians. You know. But God takes care of things.
Amen.
Time and time and time again. Inspiration strikes. I want you to think about that when you leave this place tonight. Inspiration striking your heart. Lord, let me find out what this is about.
Amen.
Aren't you tired of just hearing the word and nothing happen?
Right. Amen.
Why don't, when the word comes, it strikes and changes things? That's a revelation. Are you tired just walking out and the preacher preaches his heart out and tells you you should do this and you should and God does this and God does that and just walk out the same old person come back and making the same old mistakes every day? Don't you get tired of that? When's the last time you really cried out for revelation? Huh? When's the last time you asked him to send that inspiration to your heart knowing your body's being torn to pieces with something? It's falling apart. Lord Jesus, I need you. It's like the night when I was, one of the last nights that I laid in my bed and had acid reflux real bad and the fluids had come up in my throat every time I'd lay down and go to sleep at night. Night after night after night. I said, Lord, I want to be healed of this. But I need you. And I just kept talking to him about it. And I knew when I'd go to bed at night, that stuff would just roll right back up in my throat, that old burning acid. Anybody else would throw a bunch of Tums in and go back, try to go back to sleep. No. I knew that wasn't the fix. Anything man could do wasn't the fix. When I went and had the scope done, they looked at it and seen that this, the esophagus, I think it called, valve or whatever it's called, some kind of valve in there, wasn't closing properly. Oh, we could do surgery on it and we can fix that. God can fix anything. But I still didn't have the inspiration of it. Hadn't struck yet. And all of a sudden, one night when I went to bed, the inspiration came. And I knew it was done. And that was the last time I'd ever had acid reflux come up in my throat. The inspiration struck. I waited a while. Didn't come immediately. But I knew God wanted me to make sure everything's right. Just make sure everything's right. Make sure everything's slate's clean. Make sure everything's being done like he said. I knew he'd send the inspiration. And he knew just when to do it. And it happened. You see? He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And this is what he wants to do in your life. For he wants to be glorified. That he is Jehovah Jireh. That he is the great physician. The great healer of all diseases. He is the master of the sea. He is the great I am, the truth, the light, and the way. He is the Alpha and Omega. He is Jesus Christ, the King, the Lord of Lords. Oh, how great he is! Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, my. And I'm waiting for the inspiration to come on some other things. Yeah. And it'll happen. It'll happen. I'm just waiting. Making sure everything's kept right. It'll happen. Oh, Oh, glory when it does. I'll glorify him again. Amen. Oh, my. I sure ain't going to keep quiet about it. No way. Tell of his glory. Tell of his wonderful love. Tell of his healing power. Tell of him his providing power. Oh, how great he is. Amen. Won't you sisters come to the instruments, please, if you would. Amen. Remember, friends, it's that inspiration is going to strike. It's going to take you in a rapture. Yes. I'm looking forward to that. Are you praying for it? Oh, God, send that inspiration. One of these days it's going to hit, friends. And one of those sleeping saints is going to come up to me. I'm heading out of here. Glory. Hallelujah. I'm looking forward to that day. Amen. So if you're going to go, you better get ready. Because the train's just stopping by for a little bit of time. Amen. Get ready. Get ready. Don't be like the one I seen in the dream, friends, the heavy-set woman. And here she was dragging all this baggage and this great water roaring coming down through the valley. Great wall, tremendous wall of water. And those that were fit were able to run up that hill and get away from this great wall of water. But this lady that I tried to convince and tried to tell her to drop the baggage because I knew with the condition she was in, she would barely make it anyway. But I couldn't convince her. She had to take her earthly goods with her. And she got to the bottom of the hill and she tried to struggle and tried to struggle. And the rest of us was just climbing up that hill and we just moved along and we was getting above the level of the high water wall coming. But this little sister just would not give in. And the great wall of water come down through the valley. And she began to scream. And before you knew it, she was gone. She'd lost her life. And those that was only fit to get up that hill made it. And friends, there's a spiritual fitness that we all must be in. Or you'll never be able to climb that last hill. There's a great last hill to climb before we leave. Everything must be right. May you spiritually, I beg of you, get in the right condition. You'll never know in that dream even how terrible I felt because that sister would not part from those earthly things. She had a little bit of a chance if she would have dropped it, but she wouldn't. I remember my heart was torn to pieces. Oh God, it's too late. She wouldn't listen. How many will not listen when we're getting ready to go up this last hill? This last hill of going home. How many will not listen? Oh God, let me listen. Help me listen. The great Holy Spirit. Oh my. Let's stand. Amen. Anybody got a song you want to sing? Amen. Amen. Stressing it.
And I thank God for the lighthouse, I owe my life to him. Jesus is the lighthouse on the rocks of sin. He has shown his light around me that I might clearly see. If it wasn't for the lighthouse, tell me.
Let's just sing that again. And I thank God for the lighthouse. Come on up, Brother Timothy. Come on up. Oh, my life to Him. Knowing Jesus is the lighthouse.
And from the rocks of sin, He has shown His light around me, that I could clearly see. If it wasn't for the lighthouse, tell me where would this ship be? Amen. Oh, aren't you thankful? Amen. That light is still shining. Glory to His name. Let's sing that little chorus. Savior. Amen. Savior. Savior. Hear my humble cry. Oh, while on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Amen. Is that your desire? We truly feel Your presence calling us, Lord, and drawing us. And Lord, we live in an age, Lord, where people are so satisfied just believing a message, Lord, without results. And oh God, but we want to be a people, Lord, that can truly see Jesus Christ made alive and real. Lord, a reality to every word. Not to be a people that's recognized, Lord, as a they've got the gifts. No, Lord, that's the wrong purpose. But Lord, You said every word was put there for a place and a purpose. And Lord, You said that that bride would reflect Your character 100%. And Lord, we want to be a people that's standing in that order, Lord. Lord, I think of Enoch as he stood there with a testimony. He knew he pleased You, Lord. We look at Job, as our brother spoke of Job tonight, Lord, knowing he was just. He had kept all that he had been instructed to do. Yes. And Lord, I think of You when You stood here on this earth and You said, who can condemn me of sin? Amen. Lord, how our lives, that should be the goal in our hearts and in our lives. As Lord, to see this word truly take me over. Yes. To a changed life, Lord, not the person I was a week ago. God. Not the person I was yesterday. But Lord, of conforming to Your image daily, overcoming with the Spirit's sword. Lord, that's what we've got to see in our life, Lord. That's what's going to bring the assurance, Lord. I think of the battles long ago, Lord, of Joshua. Lord, if he'd have got to that first battle and You wouldn't have been there to back him up, Lord, there'd have been no experience in his life. He would have had nothing to rely on at the next battle. But Lord, You kept every word 100%. As he climbed each step, Lord, and came to each place, You were there leading, Lord, and guiding. And how we can see that in our lives, Lord, you've brought us this far, Lord. We've been traveling with you for a long time. But Lord, the word is calling us to a higher place. Yes. A higher rung, Lord. It's going to take self-denial. It's going to take dying out to our worldly ambitions, Lord, and our human nature. But Lord, we're fixing to take on a city. Oh, Lord, and we want to be ready. And Lord, that's what we ask that you would let this word do is prepare our hearts, Lord. Lord, it's not worth missing. There's nothing down here, Lord, worth missing that over. Oh, Lord, help us, I pray. Pour these things into our heart, as our brother said. May we dwell on it. May we meditate upon it, and may it be fresh. And Lord, if you should tarry, bring us back. And Lord, we'll come in hungry and have you feed us, Lord. And Lord, as we partake of that word, we'll become that word, Lord, and we'll grow more like you. We thank you for the opportunity to be here. You'll bless those that couldn't this evening. And Lord, we just want to continue to uphold Brother Bobby in our prayers. And Sister Marilyn, Lord, just continue to strengthen them. And Lord, I know we've got a lot of others in here, Lord, that are getting older. And Lord, I know the struggle has to be more real as they grow older, Lord. Each day their bodies are breaking down here and there, Lord. But Lord, you are God, and we just ask that you would touch each one. Yes. And Lord, if all of us together, may we truly climb and let our love pull each other together greater as a family of Christ here in a body of believers. And Lord, we just want to thank you for everything that you're doing for us. And Lord, as we are here, I just want to remember Renee Seabolt, Lord. You know the situation. And Lord, only you know if there's a genuine seed laying there. But Lord, as we stand here as a body of believers, Lord, if there's a little something laying inside there, Lord, we ask that you would move in a mighty way on her behalf. Lord, I just felt led to do that. And we ask it to your glory and to your honor. That, Lord, you would receive all the praise for whatever would be done. And, Lord, we'll never fail to thank you for it all. Have your way now, we ask. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask these things. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Let's sing that little chorus. I've got so much to thank him for. And I've got so much to thank him for, so much. To praise him for he has been so good to me. And when I think of what he's done and where he brought me from, I've got so much to thank him for. And I've got so much to thank him for, so much to praise him for he has been so good to me. And when I think of what he's done and where he brought me from, I've got so much to him for. Amen. Oh, go thanking him. Amen. May the Lord richly bless you. Amen.